pick up in the Gemara, Daras Rav Nachman Mishum Rabbeinu Manu Shmuel. So we saw earlier Rav Chisda darshan that there seem to be two shitas about the din of Shilakos. On the one hand, Hadama, on the other hand, that was Rav. On the other hand, Rav Yochanan Shitzahako. Comes up Chisda with something of a compromise, that it depends if it's Tchilaso Hadama, then Sofo Shahako. If it's, and that the Gemara says is Tumi Vakarti, or Tchilaso Shahako and Sofo Hadama, that's the cases of Kara Silka that the Gemara mentions. Rashi learns that Rav Chisda didn't come to innovate a new shita, rather he came to work out that there's no machokis at all. This is Rav Chisda's approach. Rav Nachman seems to say something different. Doris Rav Nachman, again, he lays out two shitas. Mishum Rabbeinu, Umanu Shmuel. Rav Nachman is quoting Shmuel. Shilokos Baruch HaNalei Barpi Adama. So that's one shita. The Shilokos is Adama. And here he quotes Ula with a different title. V'chavireinu ha'yordim Eretz Yisrael Umanu Ula Mishmid Rav Yochanan Amma Shilokos Baruch HaNalei Mishakir Yedvaro. Rashi says, Doris Rav Nachman Kach Mishum Rabbeinu Shmuel. Maybe Rashi wasn't Goris Umanu Shmuel, so otherwise Rashi didn't have to tell us anything, right? Maybe just said Mishum Rabbeinu, and for Rav Nachman that was Shmuel. Shlokas Baruch Barpi Adama V'chabereinu Rav Nachman Chashuv V'lo Karigu Ula Rabosav. For Rav Nachman, Ula is more of a peer. And what did Ula say Shahako? Says Rav Nachman further, V'ani Yomer, my perspective is Machlokas Shnuya. This Machlokas between Ula Amrav Yochanan and Shmuel is really Machokas Tanoim. Goes back to this Machokas, the Sanya. Yotzin Barakik Hasharui Ubimivusho Shiloni Moach Divir Rav Meir. We're talking about the Mitzvah Achilas Matzah and Leil Pesach. So Rav Meir says that you can be Yotzei with the wafer, which is the matzah, obviously, that's soaked, even though it's soaked after it's been baked, still kosher for the mitzvah achilas matzah. And similarly, if it's cooked, even so long, I should say, so long as it's not dissolved, so it still is considered matzah, and you could be yotzei the mitzvah matzah. Rameh says, you are yotzei. Yossi disagrees on the case of mevusho. Yotzei berokik ashori, that I agree with you. Avalob mevusho. Even if it didn't dissolve, but just the fact that it was cooked, that changes it from what it was. It's no longer called what? No longer called matzah, because it's no longer called, in effect, lechem. So through the bisho, it's no longer called lechem. And therefore, you can't be yotzei lechem only, because it's not lechem. Says Rashi, yotzei berokik. So before that, Amar Shlokos Shahako Vani Omer Shem Chalukin V'Plukta D'Rav Meir V'Rav Yossi V'Dibri Shmuel V'Dibri Rav Yochanan V'Chol Minei Yerokosein. In other words, Rashi is saying this is not Rav Chisda. Rav Nachman disagrees with Rav Chisda, who wanted to limit the scope of each one's statement. That is, that Rav Ulam Rav Yochanan was talking, as Rav Chisda said, only if it was a case where it was Tchilaso Adama Sofu Shahako, that means that it was a Tumi Bekarti. We saw yesterday in the Rashba that it tastes worse now, certainly not becoming a priest through the Bishul. To the contrary, it's considered Shtanali Greyesa. Says Rav Nachman, not so. Ula would say that just the fact that there was Bishul, that takes away the same pri. And the other Shita that says Adama, in this case it's Shmuel, is not limited to a case where it was tchilas shahako, not really edible goa, but rather, whatever case it is, right, you say hadam. And what is therefore the yisod of the machlokes? They're talking b'chol yirakos. There's a machlokes here. Rav Chisda says there's no machlokes, and Nachman says there is a machlokes. Chalukin zel ze. Shmuel kirab neir, the amar mivusho kar yibinosei. Shmuel, who says Shlokos is Adama, goes with Rameh Shita, who says that even though it's cooked, it's not viewed as a shinui, it's considered to be the same as it was. And that's why Yotzei Matzah. And that's why the din is, you still make Adama. Rav Yochanan, Koy Rav Yossi, says that it's not Koy Ben Milsei. And the same thing as what is true by Lechem is true by Yerakos. Yoshim Barak Gashal, we've been my Yidechilas Matsushal Mitzvah, the Karina Begachemoni. Avolo b'mevushal, in other words, when it comes to Rocky Kasharu, it's called Rechem, it's called Rechemoni as well. Avolo b'mevushal, the Sul Rav Rechem Nikri. Because it's not, says Rav Yossi, it's not called Rechem. This is what Rav Nachman wants to say. So Rav Yossi, let's understand. So the Gemara is now suggesting, Rav Nachman is suggesting, that what is true about Yerakos, when they are cooked, is true about Rechem. There's a direct line between the din of bishul. What does it do to Yerakos? What does it do to Lechem? If you hold the sheet of Rav Meir, then you assume that the milsekai, and therefore you could still call it Lechem, you can make a mozi, you could be yotze yidei achilas matzah, and so too by Yerakos. And the other sheetas of Yosef Shita, and therefore when it comes to Lechem, it's not called Lechem, and so too by Yerakos. Now, we did see the sugya earlier, right, of those of you remember the sugya of chavitza, that talks about what happens if you have bread and later you cook it. So what do we see there? It depends on prusas kayamos, right? Prusas kayamos. Yeah, what is prusas kayamos? Kazayis, according to many. What else could it mean? Teresa de Nahama. Teresa de Nahama. Again, you have to work out, right? Could be Teresa de Nahama. If you say Bishul, it doesn't make it any different that it's totally Teresa de Nahama. So then if you have Prusas Kayamos, namely you have Kazayis, then you can still call it Lechem. If it's not Prusas Kayamos, it's not a Kazayis, you don't call it Lechem. Or alternatively, Prusas Kayamos, if you have a Teresa de Nahama, then it's called Lechem. If you don't Teresa de Nahama, it's not called Lechem. So how does that relate to what we have here? So let's take it in both directions. In other words, according to the Shita of Rav Meir, Rav Meir says that you can be Yotze with Mivuso Afopi, right? Shaloni Moach, you can be Yotze Matzah. So how come over there you need Tanaya Prusas Kayamos? After all, Rav Meir says that it's called Lechem even if it's Mivushal. And Shilakos as well, it's called a Pri. So why does it say there that you need Prusas Kayamos? What? No, but here he says you can even have Lechemoni, so you certainly have Lechem, according to Rav Meir. You have Lechem and you even have what's called Lechemoni. And there, it says, only if Prusas Kayamos, then it's fine. Then you can make a mozi. Otherwise not. If you don't have Prusas Kayamos, you don't. You don't have a right to make a mozi. So then how could you say here, seemingly whatever it is, that you always can say, you always can be Yotzi Matzah. The Chorab Matzah is totally in Hamotzi also, right? We saw that earlier in the Gemara, too.
That's what Shaloni Moach is.
Well, so the answer is Gufa. That Gufa is Shaloni Moach. In other words, Nimoach is in Prusas Kayamos. That's Mamish the same thing. And we saw that already in Tosis earlier. Tosis suggested that, you know, whether it's Tolin Kazayis or not, but the point is dissolved. That's exactly the point. That's the point. Prusas Kayamos is crumbling. So Mamish, it lines up very well. Rav Meir lines up very well. And if it means Teresa de Nahama, again, what it comes down to, if it's dissolved, it's not Teresa de Nahama. No. And let's stay with Rav Meir for a second. But if it doesn't have Teresa de Nahama, Unimoach, so then you don't make Hamotzi. Then it's not called Lechem. And what would be now by Yerakos, by Shilakos? Probably the same thing. So when we say you make Adama on Shilakos, what do you mean? But how do you know you have here the equivalent of Prusas Kayamos of Lechem? The answer is that Lechor, when you have Yerakos, what do you have in terms of the appearance? Apparently it's an appearance. We saw yesterday and 2 days ago from the Nachas David. In other words, the issue of Yerakos is the Bishul. What does Bishul do? Bishul changes the taste. Bishul is a process, but it doesn't change the appearance. If it would do such, it would change the appearance, then you have the issue that you have to deal with Lechem too. In other words, the exact same standards that you have there, you have over here. Fundamentally, Rav Meir would say, it's fine. B'milsekai. But if, obviously it gets past a certain threshold where it's impusus kayamos. Call it kezayis, call it tuisidinahama, call it nimoach. But basically we're talking about the same thing. That beyond that threshold, it's no longer called yachid even for Rav Meir. And in a chinami, the same criteria would therefore translate into irakos according to this link between that and the irakos and pas. So Rav Meir would work nicely. Again, the kezayis is not, it would be just a symbol or a simon for something beyond, which is, have you lost the appearance of bread, or if you have you lost the chashivas of bread, and whatever that would mean by bread would have to, obviously have to be translated into your rabbis. So that would be Rav Meir. Now, what about Rav Yossi? Rav Yossi says, no, that it's mevusol, that it loses the shame lechem, and it loses the shame tree for your rabbis. So how would Rav Yossi square with that? So then, l'chora, what? How could it say that pusas kayamos you make hamotzi? Rav Meir says you can't call it lechem now. And you can't call it a prefer hadama either. So what would this mean? Would Rav Yossi work with the earlier brisa?
Oh, there's a difference between pre and lechem, right?
So you're going to say the difference between the two. For lechem, you require more chashivas. Therefore, the standard is lower. In other words, if you or I should say higher, be considered lechem, and therefore it doesn't work. No, but the Gemara says otherwise. Rav Nachman is saying that's exactly the point. That if you hold by shilakos, you make a shahakol. It's because you hold by lechem, like Rav Yossi. And going back to yesterday, the tzlach suggested a pshat that we wanted to maybe even work into Tosfos, that the original diuk of the Gemara, that Yerakos is Hadama, if Yerakos do me of the past, that what? How do I know that Yerakos is Hadama? Because it says in the Mishnah also pass. And pass, we know that Nishtana Be'or is Hadama. Meaning what? That if you cook it now after it's pass, it will remain in the category of Hadama. As a category of Lechem. And so too Yerakos. Even if it's cooked, it will remain as a pre and you make a adam. So that means that we're assuming that the standards are the same. That gufa is the right. And now here you're saying, no, we're splitting it. It doesn't seem to work now. Rav Yossi, if Rav Yossi is going to be based on the fact that the bishul takes away the shame pre and takes away the shame lechem, then he's going to have to argue on that which we saw earlier. That says that it's prusas kayamos, in the kamotzi. No, that must follow the sheet of Rav Meir, according to Rav Nachman. And then, again, so the earlier deal of the Gemara falls away. By pass, it's, or does it? It was, what was the Gemara saying? The time you welcome to me the pass. By pass, we're assuming that it's going to be, it will remain a shame lechem. So too your rakos. But how do you know that? Because you're buying into that shita. Okay? It means a nechanami. So if you hold like that, then it follows your rakos. Okay? But if you challenge your rakos, you're challenging pasen. And what's the Gemara doing? So you have no right to make an extrapolation. If the issue is, the two issues are hinged, one on the other, but it's true by your rakos, it's true by pasen, how can you make such an assumption? That goof is the shah. You mean you're saying once I accept the brisa, and I say that's true, then you're saying that I should follow for your rabbis. I mean, so but l'chorech, that should come out. Again, so what we basically pointed out is according to Rav Meir, whatever nimoach means over here is prusas kayamos over there. And in prusas kayamos over there. And Rav Yossi does not work with that brisa. But fundamentally, the svara is one svara. And that's what Nachman wants to say. So the issues are linked, and that's why some would argue that you make Hadamah, because so too, by pass, it would remain Lechem, and if you say Shahako, it's because it oozes the same Lechem as well. But the Gemara says, no, really this doesn't hold up. Because after all, we can distinguish this issue from the case of Yerakos. And really everybody, even Rav Yossi, could agree to Yerakos. Says the Gemara, Velohi, in other words, even who? Even Rav Yossi. The ad kind of come, Rabbi Yossi, has some over there, El Mishim de Be'inan Tam Matza Veleka. There's a standard that you need for mitzvah achilas matzah that's over and beyond the basic issue that we've been discussing until now, in terms of bechorah being called lechem. You need a tam matzah. That seems to be the passage of the Gemara. Tam matzah. To be yotze mitzvah matzah, you need tam matzah. Aval hacha, afilu b'yosi moda. Because really, when it comes to yirakos, there's no special din of tam that has to be the tam of before. So therefore, you can obviously view it as the same thing. Here's a special problem of tamas. So the Gemara is really inclined in which direction on the issue of shlokos. And the way the Gemara is doche, the link, the Gemara is very much seems to be in line with the shita that shlokos is hadama. Basically, Rabbi Yossi also would agree to it, which is again interesting in terms of when you get through the whole sugya, you want to know how to paskin. So already here you begin to notice, because we're not working with Rav Chisda right now. We're working with Rav Nachman. There's a machlokas. But now, not only is there no machlokas, but everybody's on the side of shlokas is our Dhamma. And what shlokas are we dealing with right now? The assumption is all shlokas. Even shlokas that are worse off, are they bishul, than they are raw. Right? Because this is the premise right now within Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman wanted to say that, nevertheless, it's probably in a machlokas. As one of Yossi is a whole different paradigm of Tamas. And therefore, the sense of the Gemara is that shlokos should be hadama, even a case like Tumim Bekarati, which is, of course, the shita of the Rif, Umaskana Sasugya. But again, even the fact that the Gemara wants to make everybody work with shlokos hadama sounds already like the Rif, right, is on solid footing already from the Gemara itself. What exactly does it mean that you need tamatz? Rashi doesn't really tell us anything. In other words, bracha-wise, it's been mosekai. Bracha meaning hadama for yirakos, and presumably, bracha of recha. In other words, the point in Rashi is hamotzi you'll make, and hadama by yirakos you'll make. Vishu doesn't take away the hamotzi. But you can't be yotzei matzah mitzvah. That's the point. Why? Because you need tam matzah. So what kind of halacha is this? You need tam matzah. What's the basis for this? So later in the sugya, the Gemara comes back to this idea of tam in terms of mara and says you need tam mara toward the end of the yom. Shani also been tam mara v'leka. So on the same amud, you have the notion that you need tam matzah and you need tam mara. Sounds like it's the same halacha. You can't be yotzei maror if the vegetable, which is maror, doesn't have the tam of maror, doesn't taste bitter. And therefore, if it's cooked, it loses the tam maror. And so too with matzah. Sounds like it's one halacha. The problem is that sugim sachim seems to contradict this. Sugim sachim kuft hazayin, in the same memra there. Bala matzah, yatzah, Bala Moror Lo Yatz. Why? If you swallowed it, means you didn't actually have the taste in your palate. It went down, so technically you ingested it, but you didn't actually experience the taste. So when it comes to Moror, that means you're not yotzei your mitzvah, because part of the mitzvah of Moror means that you have to actually taste the time of the Moror. Why? Apparently, what's the mucker for this? Because what? Because the inyan of mar, the mitzvah of mar, is based on the connection to mar's chayim. So you have to experience and feel the meriris of the food in order to be able to relate to the experience of mar's chayim. And therefore, maror, if you bala mar lo yatz, but bala matzah yatz. Why? Because the ma'aseh you ate tochu matzahs, you'll mekayim the mitzvah achila, even though it was a b'liya that you did, but that called achila too. But that's a separate inyan. You see, kor achila even if it was aide bliya, not normally you eat by chewing. So here you didn't, but yet it's kor achila. But what about the fact that you didn't experience the tam matzah? That's the kasha that many ask. The Maschiya is here already, but Rebbe Rishon asked the kasha. The Meiri asked the kasha. Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't ask the kasha, but says something that answers the kasha. So what do we have in the Rishonim on this question? We have a range of answers, right? Rabbeinu Yonah says that what does it mean, tam matzah? It doesn't mean tam matzah itself. It means tam, it means you need matzah aniyah, not matzah shira. In other words, it says halacha, it has to be lachem only. That's the din of matzah, it has to be lachem only. So when you have that the matzah is cooked, it loses the sense of this, you know, this the oni quality is lost. It's enriched. It's considered like it were enriched. Matzah shira usually means when you knead it with meperos, for example. It's called it's enriched. It's not pure, simple matzah. Your chiddush, you see that even though it's not meperos, but the very fact that you take the matzah, you do something more to it. After you bake it, you do another process of cooking. That's not no longer called lechem oni. That's what you see. And therefore, it's not so much the tam matzah that the Gemara means. Rather, it means the steps of lechem oni. Why does the Gemara use the lashon of tam matzah? I mean, I should say, the bein and lechem oni. It's a little bit of a dochik in the lashon of Gemara lechor, the pshat of Rabbeinu Yonah. It's not that tam matzah really. It's about you need lechem oni. No, what did you say? What did you think? Rabbeinu Yonah? I mean, does it fit the words?
Maybe we could suggest that Rabbi Yossi is talking Lashon Lechatchila. So Lechatchila you're not yet saved.
So one second. So Lemaisa like this. If you look in the Rashbam in Pesachim, on that very... Is there a Gemara Pesachim here? That Gemara Balam Matzah Yarsa. The Rashbam there says that even though you don't need Tam Matzah, says the Rashbam, it's only the Diyavid. But he makes a point of stressing, but you need a Chatchila, you should taste the matzah. That's what the Rashbam writes on that very Gemara. Kuf tes vav amidays. Without any makor or elaboration, the Rashbam just adds to the Gemara. Your Yosei, however, lechatchila tam matzah beinan. Bala mor lo yatzad beinan tam mor v'leka. The mishum hachi kaped rachmana lemaris piv shel ochel zeichet v'meres chayim. So, what exactly does the Rashbam mean? How do you know chatchila tam matzah b'inan? Well, we do know that there's an inyan of eating matzah with taste. We don't even know any mokar that comes to mind. Mishnah Avi Pesachim, what does it say? Avi Pesachim samuch mincha v'yolcha atsher yasev. Why? That you should be able to have them eat the matzah with teyavo. Now, if you're telling me there's not even a mitzvah chatchila to have the taste of the matzah, then why is there an inyan of eating matzah with teyav on it? You don't even have to have the tam matzah. Mm-hmm. Could that be the makor of the Rashbam?
Why would that be a makor, the desire to eat?
No, to eat with teyav on obviously means you have a geshmak from it. But you don't even need the tam matzah, so why should there be a mitzvah eating with teyav on it? What?
More with yayin, the brachos also.
Yeah, that's for the yayin. But anyway, whatever it is, the Rashbam doesn't tell you how he knows lechatchila. But the fact is, in our Gemara, Rav Yossi says, Yotzei b'rok yasher, aval lo b'mevushel. Sounds like you're not Yotzei, period. You're not Yotzei l'chatchila. You're saying that maybe all we're talking about here is a halacha of the Rashbam of l'chatchila tam matzah. Bina tam matzah l'chatchila. Does it sound that way from the Gemara? Rav Yossi says, you're not Yotzei b'mevushel. So l'chor, that's the kasha. Here it says, you're Yotzei without having tam matzah, and the Gemara says you need tam matzah. So that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says, without phrasing the question, but that's obviously what's bothering him. So the Gemara doesn't mean tam matzah, means lechem oni. Get, why is it called tam matzah? So you have to say it means tam lechem oni. It doesn't have a tam of lechem oni. Is that the point? It's because it has a tam, or because it's not called lechem oni? Yeah.
Is there such a thing as tam lechem oni?
If it's not lechem oni, it means it doesn't taste like lechem oni. Obviously, it's obviously self-defined. It doesn't. If it's not lechem oni, then it doesn't taste like lechem oni, because it's not. Is it a function of the time? It's because of the status of the thing. Why does the Gemara stress the quite a bit on the beina tanas? So what? So lab dafka. The Gemara just means you need a lechemoni taste. It's not a lechemoni taste. Chor, it's mashma a little bit different. Mashma that somehow, from the definitional standpoint of this chefts, it might still technically be called lechemoni, but the chesaron lies in the taste of lechemoni. I don't know exactly what that means. I mean, I'm saying words. I don't know exactly how to be magdir it. I mean, lemaisa, it's not the lechemoni that we're usually familiar with. Lechemoni that we usually think about is, of course, the losa and the meperus. The hechatesa, if it's cooked, it should be not called lechemoni. It's still only bread and water, flour and water. The answer is somehow there's some chesaron of lechemoni here too, but maybe that chesaron is only in terms of tam. So it's an interesting Yiddish. In other words, lechemoni is halacha of the chetza, but also halacha of tam lechemoni. And it comes out like this, that in terms of tam matzah, there's no equal if you don't have tam matzah. Like only chatchila. But tam lechemoni you need. Wait a second. Balam matzah yatsa. Where's your tam lechemoni? If you have to say no, the tam lechemoni is not that it has to have the tam, that you have to experience the tam. But that halacha is also halacha in what? Not in me, in the chefs. That the chefs has to have a tam lechemoni. Maybe that's what the Rabbi Yonah will say. In other words, mitzad the chefs, there's a halacha that you have to have a tam lechemoni. The etzem, is it lechemoni? I don't know. Maybe not quite lechemoni, but you need a tam lechemoni as well in the chef. But once we're saying that already, so we can maybe go back to the original question and leave our Rabbi Yonah's teretz on the side and say something else. Maybe the din of tam matzah doesn't necessarily relate to the gava that he has to experience a tam matzah, because bala matzah, yes. But maybe what the Gemara would be saying is you need tam matzah in terms of what? The chefza has to have in it the potential of tam matzah. The Maisa, who says that teretz? Who actually says it? In the Iri. The Me'iri really was the Rishon that said it, but many Achronim say it. The Bach, the Taz, in Hilchos Pesach, all say that what we have here is a halacha in the Chefza. Now, the Me'iri uses the terminology of Roi Lubila. But what it comes down to is the same Yisod. That L'maisa, if the Matzah itself has in it the Tam Matzah, then it doesn't matter that I ate it in such a way that I don't experience the Tam Matzah. But nevertheless, I'm Yotze, Bola Matzah Yotze. But at the same time, if I have a chefza shel matzah that it's in terms of itself doesn't have the tam matzah because he did something to it that it doesn't inherently have, it lacks the tam matzah, then I'm not yotze. That's what the Me'iri says is what our Gemara is machadish. Alpha pishamu bal matzah yotze moyotze b'zu ra'ui l'tam matzah hu. In that case, it's roi l'tan matzah. That's where yatsa. Kosher roi l'bila and bila ma'kevisko. If it's potentially there to have, you can potentially have that condition met. Then it doesn't matter if you didn't actually meet it. As long as the potential was there, that's what roi l'bila means. The case of bila, as you know, is the case with menachos when you have the distribution of the proportion with the oil and the flour. So it has to be roi l'bila. Bila meaning that it could mix, it could blend together. If you have too much flour proportion to oil and it won't potentially mix well, then it's wrong. Then it won't work. But it won't be kosher. But if I didn't actually do the blila, but if we shaykh to do blila, then ain't bila makeres. And that's a cloud we use in many, many other places as a result of this. You need ra'ui la bila. So here too, you need ra'ui for tam matzah. In our terminology, we'll say it this way. It's not halacha and gavra. Gavra doesn't have to have tam matzah, but chefza has to have the potential of tam matzah. That would be the yisod according to the Me'iri. And again, many achronim and Taz and Bach as well. Yeah.
How does that fit in with the Gemara about like
By Maror, it's more than that. It comes out, you're right. So it comes out, although the Gemara uses the same lashon by Maror and by Matzah, but it's a different halacha. But Maror, it expresses itself not just in terms of the chefza, it's also the gava has to have the tam Maror. And I mean, that halacha carries further. Yeah, that's what comes out.
It sounds symmetrical.
Okay. Okay, what else do we have in this? Now, the Rashba focuses on a different angle. And what does Rav Meir hold? At the end of the day, what is Rav Meir hold? According to this, Rav Yossi's point is you need tam matzah, and Rav Meir dismisses the requirement of tam matzah. In other words, all this is only Rav Yossi. Rav Meir disagrees. Rav Meir would say you don't need tam matzah, whatever that might mean, but you don't need it. So the Rashi says, no. The Yisod is true for Rav Meir too, but the application is what Rav Meir disagrees on. Does the case of Nivusol take away the tam matzah? Does that have the chesaron of lacking tam matzah? That's how the Rashi wants to say for Rav Meir. Rav Meir agrees that you need tam matzah, again, however you want to define that, but he holds that you have a tam matzah here. That's what the Rashi wants to say. Again, but the Tzad HaShav and all of this is that in terms of Lechem, what is it for Rav Yossi? Is it Lechem?
Yes.
Do you make a motzi? Yes. The distinction of the Gemara is halacha of matas mitzvah, to be yotzei leil Pesach. There are, however, Rishonim, and this is a Rashi in Chala, but it's quoted also here, Tosfos Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of the halachas gedolos, that learn up that the Gemara's tam matzah here means that it loses the shame lechem, and you don't make hamotzi. And what the Gemara would be saying, therefore, is that the link to yirakos is not true, doesn't hold. Maybe what's true about lechem, that it's not called lechem, does not automatically mean that it won't be called pri ha'adam. That's what the Rini Huto quotes in Melachos Gedolos. The Chibash le'lapas b'kli rishon l'mvarchon l'av ha'motzi. They hold l'maisa, l'alach l'maisa. If you take pas and you cook it in the kli rishon, you no longer make ha'motzi. And the Rai is from Rabbi Yossi, who says, you're not Yotzi ben Mevushel. Apish lo nimoach. So, the question is, what's the obvious question in this chat? What does he ask? The lesser. It is lechem. But the reason is that the last time the matzah ikka, Vavi matzah shira, he learns like Rabbi Yonah, he calls it matzah shira. He says, the last time of the matzah ikka, Vavi matzah shira. Interesting. The last time of the matzah ikka, Vavi matzah shira. The amrina nami le'il, Gabi kosis of shachita, tachna fal bishla, prusus ke yamos, yime kamotzi. So you see from the brisa earlier that it's called lechem even after bishla. So what the Rash essentially says in Chala is that you have to assume that that Raisa follows the Shita of Rav Meir, which is what basically we said initially when Rav Nachman was learning that the Machokis Isbitz called Lechem. So it comes out according to Gemara's Maskana. What Gemara is basically saying is, Shani Yasmin Tamatza, don't work in a link between Lechem and Yerokos. Tamatza, meaning it's not called Lechem, but Yerokos, it's still called Pri Adam. In other words, and the brisa earlier goes like Rav Meir. But that's what he rejects. That's what he asks on it. He says, not so. Really, the Gemara doesn't mean that. Gemara means it's not, it's called Lechem, but it's a new standard of Matzah Shira. It's not called Tam Matzah. Okay. This is more of an obviously Pesachim Inyan, but just to have a little bit of a familiarity with what we have here in the Rishonim. Al Kopan, and this is, meanwhile, where we stand right now is that really everybody should hold Shlokos HaSadama. But Lamai said there was obviously a Shita of Urim of Yochanan that has been mentioned. That's the Shlokos Sehako. We're talking about all Shlokos. Amar Rav Chia Bar Abba, continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Yochanan. Shlokos Mvorchen Alein Bori Pri Adama. Says Rav Chia Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, that you make Adama on Shlokos. So now we have someone quoting Rav Yochanan already. Until now, Rav Yochanan was quoted, it was always Ulam Rav Yochanan saying Shahako. But now Rav Chiya Bar Abba quoted Rav Yochanan is saying Adama on Shlokos. Remember, Yefes on Rav Yochanan. Another version of Rav Yochanan from Yom Yefes said, Shlokos Vachnal in Shahako Niv Dvar. Om Rav Nachan Bar Yitzchak, Kava Ula Lishabeshte, Kirav Yom Bar Yefes. Ula, who had been quoting Rav Yochanan, he was the one that came down from Eretz Yisrael and quoted Rav Yochanan as holding Shlokos HaShahako, he made a mistake, and his mistake was based on Rabbi Nachman Yefes, who had reported Rav Yochanan as holding that way, Shlokos HaShahako, which is wrong. That is the comment of Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Says Rashi, Amar Rav Nachman, Rashi's gear says, Kava Ula Shabesh, there's a Shaila. Stam Rav Nachman, who is it? Is it Nachman by Yitzchak or not? Kava Ula Shabeshet Kerav Binyamin Ula Sha'amah Mishum Rav Yochanan Le'il Shahako Lomad V'kava Shibuso Kerav Binyamin Ad Sheniska Abelibo. He was so, you know, he was got so entrenched in his Misora, this mistaken report that Rav Yochanan held this way, and it became so strong that he memorized it and he reported it. The acts of Om Beis Hamedrash b'shem Rav Yochanan. In other words, so now Rav Nachman Yitzchak is basically saying that the shita of Rav Yochanan saying Shahako is not true. It's a number Yomber Yefes reported that way, and Ula thought that was true and he taught it, but really it's not accurate. Tahi bar Rav Zeira. Comes Rav Zeira and he wonders. V'chima inyan Rav Yomber Yefes etzav chibar Rav. How can you even talk about them together in the same breath and report one version of Rav Yochanan from Chibar Abba and another version of Rav Yochanan from Yom Bar Yafes? How can you even speak of them in the same sentence? Rav Chibar Abba, Daik, the Gomish Maitza, Rav Yochanan Rabbe. Chibar Abba was very meticulous and he learned up what was said from Rav Yochanan. He was very careful, very conscientious. And therefore, what he says certainly is accurate. Rabbi Yomber Yefes, lo daik. Bechal, he wasn't as conscientious in Bechal in the way he was learning up from Rabbi Yochanan. He wasn't as careful. Furthermore, va'ot, chibar Abba, kol tchus in yomin, mahade tamude kamed Rabbi Yochanan Rabbe. Every 30 days he would chazer over what he had learned, his tosis in the past 30 days. On day 31, he would chazer all of those shmuos that he heard with Rabbi Yochanan. So obviously it was checked and proved by Rav Yochanan. Rabbi Yefes lo mahadir. So two questions of Rav Zeira is posing here that you can't even imagine Rabbi Yefes as a bar plukti here about what Rav Yochanan said. And then he goes further. Let's just see Rashi here. Taibar Rav Zeira b'machlokes zu shehuskav beis hamedrash. We had a machlokes. What did Rav Yochanan say? Chibur Abba said one thing, shvokas adam, Rabbi Yefes said something else. The chima inyan, how can it be spoken in the same sentence and reported as a machlokes? He's not a bar plukta. So before we proceed further, so what is Rav Zeira ultimately driving at? What's Rav Zeira driving at? That there cannot be a shita that exists that Shlokos is Shahako. Certainly Rav Yochanan was not such a shita, and there is no such shita. That seems to be Rav Zeira's point. And therefore, the shita that is accurate is Rav Chiya Rabba's shita of Shlokos HaAdama. And according to Rav Zeira, what's the case of Shlokos HaAdama? All cases. Again, because we're holding now, as Rashi set the tone for us, B'chol Yerakos. And there is no second shita, but therefore, the case of Chiya Rabba is everything. That's the passions, right? And Rav Chisda, who tried to limit the scope of Shlokos HaAdama to a case where it was what? Where it was not Tumi V'Karati, but it was only where it was going to get better or the same. That certainly, that gets sort of swept away, right? I have to see. I didn't give it to you inside, but the Rashba has an interesting comment. Come back to this, Rashba. But he wants to say that maybe you'll have a chance to look at it. You'll see that maybe Rav Zeira is really driving at saying, and therefore the bottom line must be that maybe there's no machlokes here at all. That there was a report of Rav Yochanan saying shahakol because it was a different case. It was a case of kvasi shahakol that couldn't be eaten when it was raw, or not eaten well when it was raw, and then it became a pri later on. So he wants to work into Rav Zeira. Pashtus, that's not the pshat. Pashtus, Rav Zeira is saying, therefore there's no such shita, and therefore don't even think of such a shita. And first, let's see how he says further. But oh, I'll prove it further. Bar Mindain or Bar Mindain. Besides for this, besides for that. In other words, separate from what I just said, that Chiya Bar Abba is the only shita that should be reckoned with. Levar Mishtei Rayos. Says Rashi, Sha'amarti, Sha'in Rabbi Yomri Yafes, Kumetz Chiya Bar Abba. Yesh Lono Od Raya. And for further proof, Shalo Om Rabbi Yochanan Miyomav Shalokas Rahakal. I have an anecdote, a vignette from Yochanan's life, or actually two, that also prove Rabbi Yochanan clearly never said Shlokos HaShahakol. What are they? Two examples. What are they? Dahu Tormisa de Shalkilish Spazim in Vikdeira. Tormisa is some kind of a vegetable. I don't know if anyone has exact translation. The Gemara in Beitza has a lot about this. Tormisa. What is it? Okay, now we know, right? Have you ever seen it? Right? You know the story of the Hegel Kurgeman? You know that story? They were learning Yerideya, right? And they were learning about all these terms. The animal, the Kurgeman, is the Popik, right? So anyway, someone who was learning all these years, suddenly they came to a Shkachtes, and the Sheikh shows him the chicken and says, and this is the Kurgeman. So the Lamdin picks it up and says, ooh, that's the Hegel Kurgeman. Okay. This is something that Lamaisa was not readily edible when it was raw. It took processing and further processing to bring out some sweetness in this. Otherwise, nobody would want to go near it. It just had no taste and didn't taste good. So they finally brought it to him after all the 7 times that it was cooked in the pot, and he ate it as a dessert. Now it tastes very good. After the processing 7 times, it actually had a very nice taste. And now the question was, since it wasn't considered machmas asuda, it was eaten as dessert, so it needs its own bracha rishona. We'll see the sugyas later about this, when you make a bracha toch asuda on food that's not mamish the suda itself. The soul of Yochanan ba'amaluhu, and he said, mevorchen ilavei bori pri adama. So what is Rav Zera saying? You see, you make adama, almas is Rashi, afagav deshalke, koibimus, la'afuke what? Someone who would say otherwise, allegedly, that someone would have thought of Yochanan would say in such a case, to make what? Tzahaka. In other words, to think that Rabbi Yefes could say something of Yochanan, you see, Yochanan himself didn't know that. Now, what's the case over here of this lupa? What kind of a change is it? It's a change. Hallelujah. And yet, Azera needs to bring this story and feels a need to bring this story. Afuke, a possible version of Yochanan, that the Kihai Gavin, in this very case, Yochanan would have supposedly said what? Shach? It means that there could at least in theory have been on the table a shita that is now being dismissed only because of Yochanan did not hold this way. But that someone could have said such a thing, it was wrong. But he said, Yochanan's shita of Shahaka would even apply Rabosai in what kind of case? That's unbelievable. In other words, the thing which is mamish, not really very edible when it's raw, or at the very least, it's so much more edible and delicious after going through a lot of cooking, and yet there'd be someone who would argue for Yochanan that he has to tell me, you see, he said otherwise, that he goes to Shahako after being cooked. That's a tremendous chiddush. That knows that Yom Yevet Shita of Shahako would even mean where it gets better. Mamish Kimat Mefurish in the Gemara. We'll have to see. Is that really, did he really take this seriously, Rav Zera, that Rav Yevet could have said this? Or maybe he just said it with Ravcha de Milsa, but the main point, it was the next case. Because what's the next case exactly in Rav Yochanan? Maybe not as clear. What is happening as a result of the process of Bishul? What's the next story that he brings? The Ode, Amar Chibar Abba said the following, reported, Anira Isis of Yochanan, She'ochel Zayis Moliach. I saw him eating a salted olive. Ubarach alav tchilo v'self. He made a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona. Now, what does that do with Shlokos? Rashi points out. Zayis Moliach, She'ayam Moluach Zed Kama Yomim. It had been salted for a period of a few days. The kaimulan meliach kiroseach. The halacha is that something is salted to such an extent as it's brought there. She'enu nechal machlas milcho. It's really very, very salty. It has a status of as if it would be cooked, and therefore, in terms of belias and so on, as far as Yerideh is concerned, we have to view it as in a state of being mevushal. No, meliach has a status of kiroseach, and Rav Yochanan made a bracha tchilu v'sof on the zayis. So now, the diuk is, Iyamet b'shlamma, shlokos n'milsayu kaimi. If I'll say that shlokos are in the same state, here you have the exact terminology that we saw in the beginning of the sugya in Rashi. Shlokos n'milsayu kaimi. then what would be the pshat here of Yochanan? What did he break? The version was he made a bracha before and after. What bracha? So then we understand very well what his bracha is. Why? Because mitchila mevarachel abar peitz. Here we're talking about fruit. So you see, by the way, that the sugya of shlakos is not limited to shlakos. Shlakos is the equivalent of yirakos that are cooked. But obviously, you see from this gemara that the same issue of shlakos will also relate to what? To peros. This is the first evidence in the gemara this way. We'll have to see more in Amid Aleph and Amid Tes about this issue. But lechora from this gemara is mefurish that the issue of shlakos is not limited to vegetables. It's also true about fruit. And Shulchan Aruch, you see both, Reish Beis by Priya Eitz, and Reish Shei by Yerakos. So now, what is the Gemara's view? If you tell me that Shulchan is what? The Messiah Kaimi, then we understand that Rabbi Yochanan made two brachas. Chila, he made a bracha Shahako, he made a bracha of Ha'eitz, and the Sof, he made a bracha, Achas Mein Shalosh, the bracha of Ha'eitz. Ela Yam, but Shulchan is what? The Messiah Kaimi, but if you're going to tell me that Rav Yochanan is of the opinion that Rabbi Yom Bar Yefes thought, that what? That shlakos is not the Mosayu Kaimi. That what? That as a result of the cooking, it's no longer seen as the same tree. In this case, it's not cooking, it's Meliach. And Melicha is a dinner of Roseach, so we assume it's like it was cooked. You have to know, this is a sugya for itself, Meliach ki Roseach. Abachal doesn't understand something, because in that halacha it sounds like it's only kiroseach of tzli, not like mevushel, and tzli is only kidei klipa. So that would mean that it's only the outer part that would be cooked. The Gemara seems to assume that the whole thing is cooked. I don't really know. I don't know the answer. But it's not Arinian exactly. You're a deist. Muliach kiroseach, that's what Rashi Tosa said. Fine. So if you say that it's Rabbi Mosayu Kaimi, so what's the problem? Bishlam b'tchila, then I understand what bracha would you make between bracha of shahakon yabidvara. In other words, if shlakos is rabbi mosayu kaimi, then hadama would drop to shahako, but what else would drop to a shahako? If the view the bishul, in this case the malicha, as a consequential shinui, then what does it reduce it to? Be it hadama, be it ha'eitz. What does it reduce it to? Shako knows, Lafuke, don't argue that maybe it gets reduced from Ha'eitz to perhaps to what? To Adama. Numer says, no, it'd be Shahako. El Lebesop my Mevarech. But what afterwards? In other words, Gemara doesn't know what would be the bracha afterwards. If it's Shahako before because it loses Ha'eitz, so what would be afterwards? Gemara says, what do you mean? Doma, Barifash, Zabas, Bechason, and Komashabara. The Gemara is obviously very difficult. I mean, what was Gemara's having? You know, Gemara didn't know about Barifash. So we saw a ritzva at the beginning of the parak. It's called Lo Klum. It's called the Lo Klum, and the truth is there are numerous explanations. I think we spoke out a few of them. Why is it called the Lo Klum? So perhaps the most extreme shita is that it's really a reshus. But others say other things, like it's not specific, the Vashbin the Tshuva. Okay, so if it's only a reshus, the ritzva seems to say that. So then, is it really better? So what? The Gemara can't understand that Rabbi Yochanan would have said the bracha, that's a reshus. So the Gemara answers, no, maybe he did. I mean, so what was the Havamina? That he wouldn't have said such a bracha? Still not so good.
Don't we see also in the earlier councils, since the Gemara does not mention the bracha Achrona, it's brain of fashos.
Why couldn't the Gemara right away entertain the answer
well,
that
something from the Gemara mentioning us the Kibbutz Sof that tells us
you mean the fact that he had to say something
would have
said
he would have made a Birkat Shahakol.
You know, why is it to tell me and the Gemara, and what's the tariff now? You know, you made it so good, now you don't have to answer that. What's Gemara's tariff? So then the Gemara didn't really answer the question. So why did he tell me the Kibbutz Sof? No, but what was the deal of the Gemara? The Gemara had a problem that Boron Nefeshos would not have been the Bracha Achrona, and the Gemara gives a teretz. If you take the deal, is why Chiba have to say it, so what did Gemara answer? So why do you have to say it? Sounds like there's a Shagam Atar within Boron Nefeshos itself.
Sounds like there should be another step under Boron Nefeshos.
So Ha'emes Yoradarko, and the Tzlach says this, but Lamaisa, it sounds like it's Kashtis. There's a Pnei Shua on this as well, which has a whole more Pshetel. It's a Pshetel. You see as a whole. It connects to the next sugya itself. The Gemara means to ask like a different kind of kashin than you would think it is. And it has to do with Beria. It's a ganz, I hope, you have to wait till the next day. But the Tzlach says Balabatish. It happens to be a machlokes in the Gemara later. Whether Bar Nefeshos extends two yirakos. The Gemara Memdalet on the base, the top. Rav Yitzchak Bar Adimai said, Mishum Rabbeinu, ala beya valmine kufra, on eggs and meat, you say shahakol and burn the fussers. Aval yark lo. Rashi says, a yark on vegetables, you don't have to make anything afterwards. There's no burn the fussers after yirakos. Rav Yitzchak Amar afil yark. Even on vegetables, you make burn the fussers. Aval maya lo. Rav Papa Amar afil maya, and that's, of course, how we hold. So there is a chaluki deus in the Gemara, the last Talmud of our Perek, Mandalim and Beis, whether indeed Burn the Freshers is only set on Beya and Basar, which come from Bali Chayim, as opposed to Yerek. So if you hold Yerek not, so I would imagine you would say also Peros not. Peros that get reduced to Shehako, or Peros that are not Me'ein Zayin Haminim, so then you wouldn't make burning fussers, only meat and eggs. The Gemara has another opinion. So that's just itzach, it's goof at the shakar v'tar in the Gemara. Pashtus, no bala pashtus. In other words, since there is in fact machokas, whether you say burning fussers on yarka, so the Gemara originally didn't understand how you could make a burning fussers on zayis. If it's going to be shahako based on shahakos, then you shouldn't make a burning fussers. The Gemara said, no, maybe you make burning fussers because of the other sheep. That's what another Yehuda says in itzach. One more point, and then one more slab in the Gemara. Mashiv of Yitzchak Bar Shmuel comes with another kash. So at this point, what have we proven? Rav Zera has basically fundamentally illustrated that Rav Yochanan could never have said anything but Ha'adam on Shlokos. First, because remember, Yefes is not a Bar Plukta of Chibaraba. Chibaraba's version has to be the one that's authentic. And furthermore, because of two anecdotes, which Rav Yochanan himself, in which he himself pointed out the bracha should be adama, the case of turmisa and the case of the zayis. But on that the Gemara was doche, right? The other raya from zayis, we thought maybe he could have meant shahakom burn fushes. Right. That didn't hold. In the case of Tormisa, we noted that it's clearly Shtani Leiluya, and yet there was a need to refute Rav Yom Yefes' version. That's a chidush, that there could have been such a shita of Shahako even by Shtani Leiluya. By Zayis Meliach, I don't know exactly what to say as far as Shtani Leiluya or not. I don't know. It's hard to know. Is that called Shtani Leiluya when you sort the Zayis? Maybe not. Maybe it's a Shtani Leiluya. Finally, the next shalav of the Gemara, Masav of Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, Yirokos, Rav Yosef, Yirokos, Rav Yosef, Yotzi, Behen, and Bekelach, Shalahem. Those Yirokos that are good for Mara, you can be Yotzi with them and with their stalks. However, only if it's not soaked, pickled, cooked. Avalo, Kvushin, Velo, Shlukin, Velo, Mavushal. And these are all different degrees, Rashi says. Lo, Kvushin, the Yirokos, Shemara, Hishnuya, Perkos, Shal, Lomash, and Yotzi, Ben, Shlukin, Shukin is the most cooked, the longest. That's shalok as opposed to mevushal. These are different terms. Ein yotzin shukin mishum mara. So what's the kasha? The isal kedaitach musayu koi. Again, the lashon is musayu koi. Shukin amaylo. Rashi says, alma lab musayu koi mi shalok havini moach tfei mevushal. It's more dissolved. It's a longer cooking. So, again, so why are you not Yotzei? After all, it's been Mosayu Kaimi. So what would it prove? That it's because of the fact that Shlokos Rab Mosayu Kaimi, which means not just Shlokos, it would mean Kvushin as well. Right? Apparently that would mean that all these degrees are enough to be viewed as Rab Mosayu Kaimi. It's not just Shlokin. It means the same thing for Kvushin. Kavush is kemevushal, as we know. Just like Meliach kemeseach, Kavush is kemevushal. Sigmar answers, Shiny hasam dvina tamor veleka, ani tamoror, avulin yin vrachas, is vashi shem priyolov. Okay, I wanted to start the Tosis, but I think, you know, we haven't eaten lunch yet. I'll say a little bit on the parasha, just, or not so much parasha, maybe a personal touch. And we'll start the Tosis in Israel on Sunday. We have shiur at 11:15, and we'll get into the Tosis then. Parashas Yisro, the beginning of the parasha, has the story of Yisro's visit to Kal Yisrael in the Midbar. A very interesting expression used when Moshe tells over to Yisro all that had transpired, the Nisim, and so on. Pasuk says Yisro's reaction was, Vayichad Yisrael al kol ha-tova she'as Hashem l'Yisrael she'er tzivam yad mitzvoyim. He was Vayichad Yisrael. Pshuto shel Mikra, Rashi says, Vayichad Yisrael, Vayismach Yisrael zel pshuto. That's because, as the Ibn Ezra and Rashbam point out, basically the shoresh here is chedva. So it would be as if the word shava, you say vayisht mimenu shevi, so you could really should say vayicht Yisrael, but it doesn't sound right, the way it sounds, so therefore the ches gets a patach. That's what the Ibn Ezra and Rashbam both say. Okay, so that's the pshat, and Rashi brings also a medrash. So it says he was happy, Roshel Chedva, he was happy for all that was done to save Bnei Yisrael. And then his reaction as a result, he expressed his happiness, Vayomer Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzu Eschem, Yad Mitzvah, Yad Paro. Hashem is blessed, Baruch Hashem, he saved you, Asher Hitzu Eschem, Mitachas, Yad Mitzvah. So he offered his expression of Baruch Hashem. So there's an incredible Gemara in Sanhedrin, in Chelek, Perk Chel, Sarivav, that says the following observation. Tana Mishum Papayas, Ginayahu Ramosha Vishishim Ribo, Shlo Amu Baruch, Achiba Yisro Va'amma Baruch Hashem. So a little bit of a critique, disparaging, that Moshe and Kal Yisrael experienced all these miracles themselves, and they never uttered the words Baruch Hashem. Only Yisrael, who came from afar and heard about it and identified with it, he actually explicitly offered the blessing of Baruch Hashem. So it's a little bit of a critique of Kal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, Kal Yisrael, they didn't say Baruch Hashem. Davar Pele, what's the pshat here? I mean, Kal Yisrael didn't say Baruch Hashem, what did they say? Shira Sayam, Az Yashim Moshe, how beautiful, they were mamish waxing poetic about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gvura, Ozi Vizimaskava, Hiri Yeshua, Susla Rochram Bayam, and so on and so forth. The most beautiful Shira Sayam. I mean, what more can you ask? It's what? They didn't say Baruch Hashem. And Yisrael said Baruch Hashem, and Kai Yisrael failed to say Baruch Hashem. What's the Hashem? Amazing. So, I have you brought from the Sefer Lekach Tovitz. He brings it from the other Sefer, the Er Yosef, very popular Sefer today also. Nice Vayonos ala Torah, very beautiful thought, very simple thought, but profound. Basically, Shiras Hayam was beautiful. Shiras Hayam was so beautiful that it's almost as if the Kal Yisrael was so lost in this amazing epiphany of Shiras Hayam, of seeing Kvodo of Shel Makom and seeing the Shvachos Shel Makom, seeing Kadosh Baruch Hu's wonders and might and everything else, that it was almost like it wasn't a personal hoda. It was like it wasn't even them. It was just simply like they were on a different plane, and they were just speaking almost like in tongues, and like it was just coming through them, and it was amazing, and it's for posterity, but something was missing on a very personal level. In other words, what was missing was the simple expression of thanks. Everything was there about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there was nothing missing in that regard, but somehow the personal expression of like a thank you for their being saved, that was not uttered by them. Did they feel it? No doubt they must have felt it, but they didn't simply offer the simple thank you. And that's where Yisrael comes in. Yisrael heard everything, and he was able to relate on a very simple level, where Kal Yisrael got so caught up with the prose and the poetry and everything else, that simply they lack the basic Hakaras HaTov in a very simple, pushed way. And Yisrael was able to grab onto that and say, wow, Baruch Hashem, we're saved. And that was a lesson for us. You know, even with everything else, as high, you're riding high and you're soaring and you're on a different plane and you're speaking with unbelievable charisma and the words are rich and they're coming off your tongue and like, but somehow you still have to be a mensch on a simple level and relate on a very personal level, to thank you. I say this, you know, in a way because, you know, when you experience in a personal way, you know, incredible ashgacha, incredible nes, anytime a baby is born, you know, I can't begin to say, like, I could probably write a notebook of poetry just about the nes that you experience when you see, you know, life being born into the world, and the whole literally the nisim, literally that experience when you realize how a fetus develops and how it's nourished and how it's, you know, the majesty of the human body and how it just forms. And any time the baby that's born, Baruch Hashem, in a healthy way, it's literally a cause for unbelievable shira, unbelievable. And you literally can fill volumes just to allow yourself to feel, to soar, to feel that kind of experience. And the Chovas HaLevavos writes about this in Shar Bechina, just to think about the whole process of an embryo and a fetus and how it got nourished and so on. But again, I think that this idea also reminds me and reminds, I think, everybody that experiences this incredible feeling of epiphany to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in action, that there's also a simple place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know. Ne'am ve'eza, Talmidim, Ikarim, just to simply offer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shevach, Boda, Baruch Hashem, Shizika, Hosi, and my family, wife, and to have one more addition to Kal Yisrael. Her name, coincidentally enough, is Chedva, Rina, for various reasons, but among them is the pasuk in the parasha of Vayichad Yisrael, and connection to Matan Torah as well, Chedva, time of Matan Torah, the time of Chedva, and a number of other connections as well, but after the name being Chedva, she should be a source of Chedva to us, and to extended family, and to Kal Yisrael, to Chedva, and to Rina, and we should be able to always share together smachos as a group, as a shir, and we should all be able to experience the Yad Hashem in our own way, and to see Nisim Nistarim, Nisim Gluyim, but also always to always remember not to lose basic midah of Hakaras HaTov, to express simple thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to others that do things for us, not to just simply just acknowledge the big stuff, the lofty ideas, but simply to acknowledge the basic thank you, the midah of Hakaras HaTov of Baruch Hashem. Shabbos everybody, we got mincha. I'm